我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们敬拜赞美你。
Lord, we praise and worship thee.
因为你不住的用着你自己的恩惠和怜悯来围绕我们。
Because you continue to use your grace and mercy to surround us.
也用着你自己的话语来藏着我们的罩明。
And you use your words to enlighten, to as enlightenment for us.
引导我们的脚踏在活人的路。
To lead our footsteps so that we are on the way of the living.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
晚上我们又聚集在一起的时候。
As we gather once again this evening.
我们仍然仰望我们的主，你在我们中间做众工。
We still look unto thee, Lord, that you do thy work in our midst.
就是照着你在创世以前所定规的，今天晚上显明在我们的中间。
That is, you may manifest in our midst this evening what you have already willed before the foundation of the world.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship thee.
因为你越过越叫我们看见你的话语的真实。
Because as time passes, you allow for us to see even more into the truthfulness of
thy word. 显明你是那一位信实的神。
To manifest that you indeed you are thy faithful God.
你照着你自己的话做工在人的中间。
That you work according to your word in amongst men.
唯有把人吸引归回你那永远的目的。
In order to captivate man back into your eternal
purpose. 主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
主，因此我们实在要仰望我们的主。
Lord, indeed, we have to look to thee.
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面的眼睛给照明。
So that our vision within can be enlightened.
我们可以看见你手中的工作。
So that we're able to see the work of thy hand.
也听见你宝座上的定义。
And be able to hear what you have willed on your throne.
主，我们在这里仰望你。
Lord, here we look to thee.
但愿我们的主晚上叫我们在你的话中再次见光。
Lord, may you once again show us light from thy word.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你听我们的祷告。
Because you hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神的话语什么时候解开，什么时候就叫我们在光里边看见他。
Whenever the word of God is open to us, he allows for us to see him in light.
我们上一次默了的时候就看到耶利米在那里对那些假先知们说了一些话。
At the end last time, we saw that Jeremiah spoke some words to those false prophets.
我们留意到在犹大被掳以前和被掳以后。
We take note before and after the captivity of Judah.
在犹大本地和在被掳到巴比伦的人的中间。
Upon the people of the land of Judah and those who are captive into Babylon,
人还是没有看见神的手。
Man still have not seen the hand of God.
还是有那些称为假先知的人在那里冒神的名讲话。
There are still those false prophets who speak in the name of God.
那是耶利米也按照神的差遣，非常严厉的给他们责备。
So Jeremiah, according to the commission of God, rebukes them very severely.
指出他们的愚昧和他们的结局。
To point out their foolishness and their end result.
但是这里就发生一个问题。
But here there's this issue then.
你凭什么说人家是假先知？
According to what you can claim they're false prophets?
为什么只有你耶利米说的话才是？
Why is it that only the words you speak, Jeremiah, is right?
别人说就不是。
And others, what they speak is wrong.
你耶利米说的就是从神来的话。
That only what you speak, Jeremiah, is from God.
别人说的就是假先知。
The words from others are false prophets.
那究竟有什么根据来印证这个事？
Then in fact, what foundation do you have to confirm this?
弟兄姊妹，恐怕这一个问题不单是耶利米日子的问题。
Brothers and sisters, I'm afraid this is not only a question for the days of Jeremiah.
也是现在的问题。
It is still a question today.
我们一直看整个属灵的历史的里边不住的出现这样的光景。
As we continue to look throughout spiritual history, there is this condition that exists.
总是有人说
There is always someone claiming.
他们是神所差遣来的。
They are the one who is sent by God.
他们说的话才是对的。
They are the one who speak the right word.
但是明明就是不对。
But very clearly, it is wrong.
但是你凭什么说他不对呢?
Then according to what we say, those words are wrong.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
耶利米当时说得很清楚。
At that time, Jeremiah spoke very clearly.
神没有差遣你。
God did not send you.
所以你说的都是假话。
So all the words you speak are false.
但是问题就在这。
But that is where the question is.
你怎么知道神没有差遣我?
How do you know that God did not send me?
你总不能说你说的就是真实的。
We cannot just claim that only what I speak is
我们感谢主,
true. We thank the Lord.
因着这样的一个现象,
because of this phenomenon,
神就让我们看到假先知和神所差遣的人的那个分别在哪里。
God allows for us to see what the difference is between the false prophets and those whom he sends.
假先知他们说,
the false prophets say,
神对他们说话,
God speaks this to them.
神给他们做梦,
God gives them in a dream.
神给他们看到异象,
God shows them a vision.
你也不能说他不没,他所说的不是,
so we cannot claim what they say is wrong.
但是怎么样来决定是出于神或者是
But then, how do we decide what they say it's from God or not from God?
我记得我们当年在中国的时候,
I remember before when we were in China,
明明那些是假先知,
it is very evident they were false prophets.
摆出来,他们是不相信神的话的。
What is placed forth is clearly they do not believe in the word of God.
但是他有一个政治力量在背后给他撑腰。
But they have political power behind them to support them.
他反过来声音大大的说,
on the contrary, they will speak very loudly.
你们这些人都是曲解圣经。
That you interpret the Bible falsely.
直到现在还是这样。
Even today, it is the same condition.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
人可以 怎么说都可以,
no matter how man will speak,
但是神却给人有一个很明确的标准,
but God gives man a very clear standard,
来显明什么是真的, 什么是假的,
to manifest what is true and what is false,
什么是出于神的, 什么是出于神以外的人和鬼的,
and what is from God and what is outside of God, from man or the demon.
弟兄姊妹, 我们留意在 旧约的日子里,
now, brothers and sisters, we take note in the days of the Old Testament.
神很清楚地告诉以色列民,
God clearly tells the Israelites,
从出埃及的时候开始,
even from the time when they left Egypt,
神吩咐地对以色列民不晓得说了多少遍,
God continues to speak to the Israelites many, many a time.
你们要遵行我的诫命律例,
you must keep my statutes, my ordinances, and my judgments.
诫命、律例、典章,
you must keep my commandments, my statutes, and my ordinances. These are words that God speaks directly to his people.
说到诫命,
and when you speak of the commandments, God even wrote them with his fingers on the stone tablet.
然后说到 那个律例的时候,
and when you speak of the statutes,
说到典章的时候,
when you speak of the ordinances,
神告诉摩西, 都要把它写下来,
God tells Moses you must write them down.
特别要进了迦南以后,
especially after you enter into Canaan,
他们要弄一个石头, 好大的石头,
they must have a very big tablet of stone,
立在约旦河的西岸,
and you must have on the west bank of the River Jordan.
把神所说的话完全的要写在上头。
That you must completely write the word of God on that stone of tablet.
说严格一点,完全要刻在上头。
To be very strict, you not only write it, but you must have to imprint it on.
是,你还可以摸掉。
If you only write on it, you can't erase it.
刻上去你就摸不掉了。
But if you carve it into the stone, you cannot wipe it away.
那这是神上人说话的时候, 神告诉 听见的话的人是怎么处理他的话。
So when those who hear the word of God knows how God wants them to handle His word.
然后弟兄姊妹，现在我们翻到以赛亚书第八章去。
Now brothers and sisters, so we will turn to Isaiah chapter 8.
那里神就借着以赛亚说了一些话，很严肃的。
There God speaks very serious words through Isaiah.
那上面从第十九节开始。
Starting from verse 19.
那里就说到一些人是交鬼。
There speaks of some who have divination with the spirits.
或者是说有一些灵界的事物在他们身上发生。
Or there is some matter of spirituality that happens upon them.
然后神就告诉以赛亚。
Then God tells Isaiah,
你向百姓说清楚。
You must speak clearly to the people.
如果你要知道属神的事情。
If you want to know the matter of God,
你为什么不去直接去问神？
Why do you not directly ask of God?
你为什么要去求问那些死掉的人？
Why do you have to ask those who are dead?
为着活人去求问死人，这个话是很糟糕了。
This is very woeful. Why would you ask for the living to the dead?
那这是指出那一种情形。
And so that speaks of that condition.
接下去神的话就说出一个非常严肃的事实。
And then if we continue on, the word of God speaks a very clear and serious matter.
第十节。
Verse 10.
人应当以训诲和法度为标准。他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
To the law, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个话很严肃啊。
Brothers and sisters, think, no, these words are very solemn.
你人要说什么话都可以。
No matter what man wants to speak, that is fine.
你喜欢怎么说就怎么说。
You can say whatever you want.
但是你说出来是准确不准确。
But when you speak forth, if it's accurate or not,
不根据你怎么说,
it is not according to what you say.
也不根据你是什么人,
it is not according to who you are.
是根据那些话,
it is according to the word.
和神自己的话有没有抵触?
If it does or not undermine the law and the word of God.
所有的话必须要神所说的话相符合。
Now, if they speak, it must be according to God's word.
如果跟神的话语不符合,
if it's not according to God's word,
那这里边就有很大的问题。
Then here, there's a big problem.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这里，他说，人当以训诲。
Brothers and sisters, take note, it says that it is to the law
和法度。
And the testimony.
那个训诲是指的什么?
Now, what does that encouragement point to?
是指的律法上的条文。
It is speaking to the law or the ordinances of the law.
法度是指的什么呢?
And what does the testimony speak of?
你读英文圣经，它就不用法度，它就用见证。
And when you read in the English translation, it does not use judgment, use testimony.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到
？Brothers and sisters, take note.
在旧约圣经里边，常常提到那个法度，都是指着那个见证。
Brothers and sisters, take note. Many a times in the Old Testament, when it uses judgment, it refers to the testimony.
而这个见证的具体是指着什么呢
？And what is the substantial fact of the testimony pointing to?
是指着约柜。
It is pointing to the ark.
特别是约柜里边那个十条诫命。
Especially the Ten Commandments that is within the ark.
那整个的来说。
So, as a whole.
那人当以训诲和法度为标准。
When man should use the law and the testimony as the standard.
那这些都是神直接向人启示的话。
That is the words that God directly reveals to man.
指出了人在神的面前应当怎样活。
To speak forth before man how they ought to live before God.
而人活在神的面前，怎样叫做对，怎样叫做不对
？How they ought to live before God in a right way and what is wrong？
不管是从诫命、律典章上面来说
，Whether it is from the commandments, the statutes, or the ordinances，
这个都是神的百姓在神面前生活的那个依据。
They are all the foundation, the basis of the people as they live before God。
那 这里的话就说得很清楚。
So here the words are very clear.
什么是标准呢？
What is the standard?
神自己的话就是标准。
The word of God itself is the standard.
哎呀，许多时候人就说，你可以把神的话解释成另外的一个样貌都可以啊。
Many a times, man may claim, no matter how, you can interpret the word of God any way you want.
弟兄姊妹，你可以清楚看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can see one thing very clearly.
除了一些是关乎预言的启示。
Aside from some of the words that has to do with the prophecy,
几乎神所说的话没有多少是需要解释才清楚的。
Basically, not many of the word of God needs interpretation or explaining in order for it to be clear.
神的话语摆出来就很清楚的。
When the word of God is placed forth, it is very clear.
你只能说我们认识的深入一点，或者是我们没有那么深入。
You can only claim whether we know deeper or less.To a degree of the word of God.
差别只是这个。
And that is only the difference.
绝对不可能是内容。
It is not the content.
因为内容都是非常清楚。
Because the content itself is very clear.
字面就把神的那个意思表达出来。
Even the letter of the word expresses the meaning of God's word.
只有在预言的部分上面。
Only upon the matters of the prophecies.
是需要有解释。
There needs explaining.
但是那个解释也是有原则的管理做的。
Even that interpretation, that explaining is governed by principle.
那个原则就是神自己说过的话。
And again, that principle is based on the spoken word of God.
用我们近代人的话来讲。
And to use the terms of recent generation.
你怎么去解说圣经呢？
How do you explain the Bible?
用圣经去解释圣经。
You use scripture to explain the scripture.
就是说以经解经，这个是一个很大的读经的原则。
And that is a very great principle in studying the Bible. You use scripture to interpret scripture.
用圣经的话去解释圣经的话。
And you use the scripture to interpret the scripture.
也就是哥林多前书二章那里说，用属灵的话去解说属灵的事。
And that is what is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You use spiritual words to interpret spiritual words.
属灵的话不是说属灵的名词。
Now when you're saying spiritual words, you're not only using spiritual terms.
我们可以创造一些属灵的名词。
Now we can create many scriptural terms,
但是属灵的名词并不等于属灵的话。
But spiritual terms does not equal spiritual words.
属灵的话就是从神而来的话。
Spiritual words are words from God.
就是圣经本身。
And that is the scriptures itself.
所以真的以圣经去解说圣经。
So when you use scripture to interpret scripture,
以属灵的话去解说属灵的话。
When you use spiritual words to interpret spiritual words.
这个是我们认识神的话又发表神的话的。一个很严肃的界限。
That is a very solemn boundary as we come to understand and explain the word of God.
所以你看以赛亚在这里说这个话是说的很严肃的。
So as Isaiah speaks these words, it is very solemn.
上面是讲到一些假先知、假师傅们的他们的动作。
Before this passage, it speaks of the false prophets and the false teachers and their actions.
然后就说出。
And then it speaks.
人当以训诲和法度为标准。
Man should use the law and the testimony as the standard.
他们所说的。
And what they speak.
若不与此相符。
If it is not according to this word.
留意了。
Pay attention.
必不得见晨光。
Because there is no light in them.
轻松地来说,
to say it very casually,
他们永远留在黑暗里,
they will forever remain in darkness.
严肃地来说,
to be very solemn,
是落在神的咒诅里,
they will fall under the curse of God.
所以说你留意这个话是非常严肃的。
So brothers and sisters, take note, these words are very solemn.
现在我们回到耶利米来。
Now as we return to Jeremiah,
人家的问题就是说只有你耶利米是。
Others would question, is it only that what you say, Jeremiah, is right?
我们这就不是。
Then we are wrong.
好像上头的上面28章的那一个。
Just as chapter 28.
他说耶利米你说的都是假的。
He claims what you say, Jeremiah, is false.
你故意把这个恶放在你自己的脖子上面好像这个事情就是真的。
You intentionally put a yoke upon your neck to make it seem it's real.
这个恶可以折断的。
Now I will break this yoke.
他也这样做了。
And so he did so.
弟兄姊妹你还记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
就是 指着这一个人说。
Later on, God pointed at this person.
你折断那个木轭。
You have broken the yoke of wood.
那结果是要换上铁的轭。
Now you will put on a yoke of iron.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
若不与此相符，
if it's not according to this word,
就逼不得见晨光。
There is no light in them.
那好了，
now,
那这就我们看到了。
We can see it.
留在犹大本地的，
those who remain in the land of Judah,
和被掳到巴比伦的那些人的中间，
and those who have been led into captivity in Babylon,
还是许多的假先知。混在那里。
There are still many false prophets mixed in that.
并且他们有势力。
And they have power.
他们可以在那里有权柄去对付人。
They're able to have authority to deal with man.
那连29章的这一个我们上次看的。
Even what we read into chapter 29 last time.
他在巴比伦写信回来犹大。
As he writes back a letter from Babylon to Judah,
告诉犹大的那些有权势的人，
to tell those with power in Judah,
怎么耶利米这样说话你们不对付他？
How can it be when Jeremiah speaks in this way, you do not deal with him?
他乱扯。
He is saying wrong words.
啊，感谢神。
But we thank God.
说假话的不是耶利米。
It is not Jeremiah who is speaking false words.
说假话的都是这些人。
It is all the others who are speaking falsely now.
我们要来到三十章了。
When we reach chapter 30,
那三十章就是接上去。
Chapter 30 follows on.
既然神的话是准确的。
Since the word of God is accurate.
你怎么知道是神的话？
How do we know it is the word of God?
那现在三十章就从正面来指出这个事实来了。
Now in chapter 30, it is from a positive angle speaking forth the same issue.
弟兄姊妹，你注意第一节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 1.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说。
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying.
耶和华以色列的神如此说。
Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel saying.
你将我对你说过的一切话都写在书上。
Thus speak, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book.
那神说了什么话呢？
What words did God speak?
神在这里。说了一件事情很严肃。
Here God speaks a very serious matter.
他说日子将到，我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回，我也要使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地，他们就得这地为业。这是耶和华说的。
For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
那我们先注意这里面的一件的事情。
Now we first take note of one issue in this.
那神不仅是在当时借着耶利米说话。
God not only spoke to Jeremiah at that time.
神也让耶利米说。
God also lets Jeremiah
say, 我对你所说的话你都要把它记下来。
Write all this that I speak to you in a book.
写在书上。
To write this in a book.
神上他所说过的一些话都要写在书上。
He must write in a book all the words that God has spoken to him.
那这是头一件事情我们要注意。
That is the first thing we take note of.
为什么要写在书上呢？
Why must you write it in a book?
因为这个是神说的话。
Because this is the word of God.
如果不写在书上，
if it's not written in a book,
说过就没凭据。
When it has been spoken, there is no evidence.
尤其是碰到诡诈的人。
Especially when you come upon those who are cunning.
他今天这样说话。
Today they say this.
明天你跟他说你昨天这样说。
Tomorrow you tell them this is what you said so and so.
他说没有。
They say no.
我没这样说过。
I did not say this.
有时候你看到现在许多的政治人物都是这样。
Brothers and sisters, many politicians today, you see that is how they are.
不但是政治人物是这样的，人就是这样。
In fact, not only politicians, but man is like that.
但神说。
But God says,
我对你说过的一切话。
All that I've spoken to you.
你都要写在书上。
Write it in a book.
写在书上就确定下来了。
When you write in a book, it is confirmed.
神不认账都不行啊。
Even if God does want to deny it, he must admit it.
神啊，你说是这样。
God, this is what you spoke.
神不能说我没有说啊。
God cannot say, no, I did not say it.
因为你就说神啊， 你说过的话你都叫人记下来。
Because God, what you have spoken, you ask us to write it down.
是挂着你的名字说你说的。
And so, it has your name on it, you spoke it.
别人可以推，但是你不能推，因为你是谁。
Others can overturn it, but because you are God, you have to acknowledge it.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神经得起考验的。
Yes, God is able to go through the trial.
他并不怕任何的考验领导他。
He is not afraid of any trials.
所以他对耶利米说，我对你所说的一切话，你都要记下来。
So he speaks to Jeremiah, write down all the words I've spoken unto thee.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很不简单的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not simple at all.
因为这个事情是牵涉一个很重要的问题。
Because this has to do with a very important problem.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常说。
Brothers and sisters, often we say.
圣经是神所说的话。
That the scriptures are the words of God.
你说。你怎么知道是谁说的话?
Then we question, how do you know it is the word of God?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你不能在圣经以外弄一些东西来说,你说这也是神说的话。
You cannot have anything outside the Bible to also claim that is the word of God.
没有这样的事情。
There is no such thing.
圣经就是神说的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
神告诉人要把它记下来。
God tells man to record it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是说出一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks forth of one thing.
圣经的来源是从神来。
The origin of the Bible is from God.
是新约，提摩太后书那里就说到，圣经都是神所默示的。
In the New Testament, in 2 Timothy, it says all scriptures inspired by God.
它是不是圣经，这根据什么？
Whether it is the Bible, the scripture is not what is according to.
根据它的源头是不是从神那来？
It is according to the origin, if it is from God or not.
如果是从神那里来？
If it is from God.
这个可以给接纳的。
Then this is acceptable.
如果不是从神那来的？
If it is not from God.
那个就不能接受。
Then it cannot be accepted.
但是问题就在又在这里。
But again, there is the issue.
旧约的圣经我们不知道。
We don't know about the Old Testament.
因为一直以来已经从摩西他们一直下来，透过那个历史，透过那个先知，都是按照次序给记录下来。
Because it comes from Moses and the history and the prophets.Chronologically, it has been recorded in this way.
也是当时的那个犹太教里边，他们那些负责的人接受过来的。
It has also been received by those who are responsible in Judaism.
不仅是他们那些宗教的领袖接受过来的。
So it's not only received by the religious leaders.
是全体以色列的百姓都接受过来的。
But as a whole, all the people of Israel received the word.
你怎么能叫许许多多人都接受同一件事情?
So how can it be when so large a multitude all would accept the same matter.
这个是不容易的。
This is not easy at all.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神给我们看的。
God shows us.
这是圣灵传禀显出来的问题。
This is the manifestation of the authority of the Holy Spirit.
他叫做许许多多不同的人。
He calls many different individuals.
都在神所说过的话的里头遇见了。神的传柄
to allow for them to encounter the authority of God in the spoken word of God.
都接受神的传柄
for them to accept the authority of God.
而承认神所说的话
and to acknowledge the word of God.
那这是旧约里面整个的事情
That is the whole issue in the Old Testament.
那对于新约呢
As to the New Testament,
我们比较熟悉一点
we're more familiar.
新约当然基本上是主的话
Of course,As a whole, most of the New Testament is the word of the Lord.
从福音书一直下来。
From the Gospels and on.
主说的话给记录下来。
The word spoken by the Lord was recorded.
也是给主特别感动一些他要用的人把它记录下来。
God also, the Lord also moves those whom he will use to record those words.
连同透过使徒行传到书信
even from the Acts and the epistles
到启示录
and to Revelation
那弟兄姊妹有那么许许多多的神的启示的记录下来
there is such a recording of all the work of God
但是是不是 在其初期的教会里头只有这么一些的文字的记录呢？
But is that only in the early history of the church there is the recording of these words?
不止的。
Not only.
还有许多其他的文字的记录的。
There are also many other recording of different words.
最低限度我们知道。
At the very least we know.
如果你要把保罗写过的书信
If you want to use all the letters written by Paul,
都收集起来的话,
and to collect it all together,
绝对不止现在圣经里面所收下的保罗的那几封书信。
Absolutely, it would be more than the epistles that is contained in the Bible that Paul wrote.
因为你从圣经收到的那些书信的里面，你也看见保罗曾经给什么什么什么人什么什么什么地方的教会都写过信的。
Because even from the epistles of Paul in the Bible, we can see from there he wrote many different letters to different individuals in different localities.
那最低限度我们知道一都可以指出一件了。
At the very least, we can point out one thing.
老底家书信我们从来没有见过。
We have never seen the letters to Laodicea.
我们从保罗的写给哥林写给哥林多教会的那个书信上面
，even from the epistle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth，
你也看见保罗说，我曾经写个信给你们，说到这样的事情。
Paul writes, I have written to you regarding this before。
但是这些事情呢
？But those matters。
这些是书信呢
？But those letters。
我们没有见过。
We have not seen it。
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这个是正规的时候使徒们的手里头写的。
This is written by the hands of the apostles.
那有些不是使徒们写的。
Now some are not written by the apostles.
还有不少。
There are many.
也曾经在教会当中给传阅过的。传讲过。
They have also been proclaimed in the church.
但是呢
But.
等到圣灵要显明神在新约里边所要说的话的时候
As the Holy Spirit is to manifest the word of God in the New Testament
只有现在新约圣经的这一部分给众教会都介绍过来
It is only the books that are contained in the current Bible that is accepted by the church today
哦，弟兄姊妹你留意了
Brothers and sisters, take note
接受现在这个新约圣经，确定它是神对教会说的话。
To receive the current day New Testament to confirm that is the spoken word of God.
是根据两个事实。
It is according to two facts.
第一个，它是必须是使徒们的手出来的。
First, they must be from the hand of the apostle.
使徒和先知的手里头出来的。
They must be from the apostles and the prophets.
第二。
Secondly,
是在当时的众教会都接受的。
It is accepted by the many churches at that time.
弟兄姊妹，这两个条件就决定了什么？是神向教会说的话。
Brothers and sisters, those two qualifications determine, confirms what is the spoken word of God.
我刚才提到，使徒们写的书信不止那一些，但是那里没有牵涉到神向教会说的话。
As I mentioned before, the letters written by the apostles is more than the letters contained, but Those letters did not have to do with the Word of God.
也就是说，没有牵涉到真理的启示的这一个内容。
In other words, it does not have to do with the content of the revelation of the truth.
所以也就没有给选上出来。
Thus, they were not selected.
你可以选出来。
You can select it.
当时的教会在欧洲在亚洲亚洲的西边欧洲的东边和非洲的南边
And so the churches in the region, that is to the west of Asia, to the east of Europe, and to the north of Africa.
那个地区是蛮大的,
that is rather a large region. There is a church in each location.
到城里边固然有教会,
of course, there's a church in the big city.
小镇上面还是也有教会,
even in the towns, there is a church.
你要这许许多多大大小小的教会都能接受 那些话,
and so in order for all these churches to receive and accept those words,
这个是的确是不简单的,
indeed, that is not simple and easy at all.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
圣灵在那里管理着这个事情,
the Holy Spirit governs this.
就让神的话这样记录下来,
and allows for the word of God to be recorded in this way.
看到这里,
now when we see this point,
耶利米说,
God tells Jeremiah,
我对你所说的一切话,
all that I speak unto thee,
你都要写在书上,
write it in a book.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神说的话,
the spoken word of God.
也就是说到神话语的那一个来源,
that also speaks of the origin of the word of God.
那第二件事情,
secondly,
刚才那个只是看表面上,
we only seen what is on the surface.
这些话都能给接受,
so that all these words are accepted.
这个还是一方面,
that's only one-sided.
我们都可以接受那一些,
we're able to accept that.
但是那些话是不是真的呢?
But now the issue is whether those words are accurate, true or not.
如果没有事实, 来印证这些话都是真的,
now, if there is no fact to confirm these words are true and accurate,
你全世界的人都承认那个还是不是真的,
even if the whole world acknowledges them, it is still false.
所以一面神给我们看见, 祂话语的源头一定是出于神,
so on the one hand, God shows us His word must be from Himself.
而另外呢,
on the other hand,
神也让祂的话语显出祂的,
God also allows for His own word to manifest its truthfulness. It also speaks of the fulfillment of the word of God. How the word of God is spoken. Then that is how it is fulfilled. And to use the fulfillment of that matter to confirm that indeed these words are from God. Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is not easy and simple. We thank God.
今天我看了昨天的中文报纸,
today, I read yesterday's Chinese news.
我看到一段的消息,
I read this passage, this article.
有一个从前是歌唱的明星,
and so previously there was this singer.
当然他不是唱古典乐的,
of course he is not a classical, he does not sing classical music.
大概是应该是唱流行音乐的,
and so he's probably a contemporary music.
有点名气的,
and he is quite famous.
那他就宣告说,
and so this is what he proclaimed.
从今以后他再不再唱歌了,
from now on he will not sing anymore.
他说他仍然是喜欢艺术,
now he still likes art.
他说我就不再唱歌了,
I won't sing anymore.
我要找出 对我有真实的意义又叫我感觉是很自由很满足的事情我要投身在其中,
I will put myself into the things I find has true meaning that interest me, and I'll put myself fully into them.
他原来的经理人呢,
and so his manager
就告诉他说,
told him,
你不去唱也无所谓了,
it's okay if you don't sing anymore.
你可以接一些广告来啊,
you can use have some advertisement.
你做一个广告, 一个小时10,000块钱,
even if you go on and make a commercial, you have 100,000 Hong Kong dollars.
何必去弄呢? 他就准备要去伦敦学那个, 绘画,
and so why do you have to do what you're doing? Because this artist was ready to go to London to learn painting, drawing.
那个经济就要说, 你要, 你要写一幅画出来啊，起码要一两天。
And so the agent told the singer, if you want to draw, you take a day or two.
能卖多少钱？
And how much would your drawing painting be selling for?
不过是几千块，一万块。
It only be in the thousands.
第三天一个小时就十万块。
And now if you work as you are now, for 1 hour you can make 100,000.
为什么你也可以做这个？然后你可以做你的那个绘画的事情，你也可以偶尔这些嘛。
And so you can do what you like, do your paintings, do your drawings, but once in a while you can still do the others on the side.
然后这个人怎么回答呢？
And so how did this singer reply?
他说绝对绝对不会。
No, absolutely not.
我绝对不在跑进这个圈子里。
I will absolutely not go into this circle anymore.
从前我在这个圈子里边。
Because before when I was in this circle,
生活的确是很丰足。
Yes, my living was very abundant.
早上一起来，
Even when I get up in the morning,
就是怎样去装扮自己。
I only worry about how to put on makeup and dress myself.
穿漂亮的衣服。
And adorn myself with beautiful clothes.
在人的面前接受掌声。
And so I can receive the applause of the audience.
但是我一直觉得这些并不叫我满足。
But this does not satisfy me at all.
虽然那个时候觉得是好像很有点畅快。
Even though at that time I felt somewhat happy on that.
但是总是有点不满足。
But still, that is not very fulfilling.
但是自从后来我认识了基督。
But now, after I have learned and met Christ.
我就找到我人生的那个意义和目的。
Now I found my meaning in life.
我的眼睛不再看在金钱上面。
And so my eyes are no longer fixed on the money.
我是看到我这个人要活着要有意义。
Because I know I must live with meaning.
活出我应该活的那种光景。
I must live out the condition I need to live out.
所以我不再对这些钱财的事物有什么特别的倾向。
And so now I won't have any special inclination to this matter of wealth anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，我们想
Brothers and sisters, we think
这样的事情
this kind of matter
并不是偶然的。
It is not by coincidence.
也不是个别的。
It is not by individual.
我们可以说
we can say
我们每一个人都或多或少对神话语的那个真实有经历的。
Each one of us, we can say, more or less, have a true experience with the word of God.
神的话语就是这样的可把我们这整个人的整个人是改变过来。
That is how the word of God changes us completely.
神的话语给我们看见他是怎么来管理着整个的那个宇宙和人世间。
God, the word of God shows us how he governs the whole universe and the world.
是让我们看得见神的话语是真实的。
It allows,
经得起考验的并且是照着他的话来成就在人的身上的。
It allows for us to see that the word of God can go through trials. It will be fulfilled and it is true and accurate.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那他让摩西把他的话语记录下来。
He allows for Jeremiah to record his words.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以你就看到第二件事情就是神的话语是可以经得起考验。
So the second thing we see that the word of God is able to go through trial.
所以第二节那里就第三节那里就说。
So verse 3 there says,
说日子将到，我要将我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回，我使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地，他们就得这地为业。这是耶和华说的。
For lo, the days come, said of the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, said of the Lord, and I will bring them again to return to this land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
弟兄姊妹，这个话神说了。
Brothers and sisters, God spoke these words.
在耶利米的日子，神就说了。
In the days of Jeremiah, God spoke
them. 当然，这个话是指着当时他们都被掳到巴比伦的这个事情作为头一个应验的事实。
Of course, this matter has to do at that time with the confirmation of their being captured into Babylon.
正如 早两次我们就提到了。
Just as we have mentioned previous two times.
神说他们这些人虽然被掳到巴比伦，但是我要叫他们在巴比伦给人恩，给人宽待。
God told them that even though they will be in captivity in Babylon, they will be treated well.
我们不是指出过吗？
We have mentioned.
而那个约雅金给放在监牢里。
Even when Jehoiakim was in a prison.
而没多久巴比伦王就把他请出来。
Not long after, the king of Babylon asked him to come out.
而每天都让他和王一同吃饭。
And each day he's able to dine with the king.
那以后等到古列王起来的时候。
And then later when King Cyrus came up.
他就是把被掳的犹太人都打发他们回去。
He also sent all the people of captivity back home.
连掳从圣殿那边掳去的各样的物件都还给以色列人。
And even all the vessels, all the items that was captured in the temple was returned to the Israelites.
这是事实，是耶利米当时就说过的。
Even these matters were proclaimed by Jeremiah at that time.
被掳的事情一定要发生。
That yes, you will be captured.
但是被掳并不是那个结果。
But the captivity is not the result.
被掳只是神要把他的百姓带回正途的一个管教。
Captivity is only the discipline in which God uses to bring his people back to being right.
等到神的百姓接受管教了。
And when the people of God receives discipline,
神也就把他带回来。
God once again will have them return.
那这个在耶利米说这个话的时候，谁敢保证？
Now when Jeremiah spoke these words, who dare will
guarantee
that?
耶利米说七十年后。
Jeremiah said, after 70 years.
七十年我还活还。我还不知道呢。
Now I don't know what will happen after 70 years.
我怎么知道是真是假的？
How do I know if it's true or false?
你可以不活。
You may not be living.
别人还会活。
Others will live.
活到70年他们就回来。
And after 70 years, they will return.
神的话是怎么说？
That's how God's words is spoken.
事情就怎么成就？
That is how it will be fulfilled.
现在在这个地方呢？
Now at this particular point.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为他是指着巴比伦被掳的事说话。
Brothers and sisters, do not think it is speaking of the captivity to Babylon.
现在神让耶利米把这个事情写在书上，那个话比说从巴比伦回被掳回来大多了。
Now, as God asked Jeremiah to write these words in a book, it is much greater than just the issue of being captivity in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，你只要稍微注意一下，你就注意了。
Brothers and sisters, if you somewhat pay attention, then you'll take note.
巴比伦的被掳只是限于犹大。
The captivity in Babylon is only contained to Judah.
现在你看第三节那里说的。
Now, if you read verse 3.
那个范围是多大？
How big, how broad is that boundary?
日子将到。
The days come.
我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人。
I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah.
归回。
To return.
弟兄姊妹，不仅是犹大人归回。
Brothers and sisters, not only the people of Judah returning.
连以色列都要归回。
Even Israel will return.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这不是只做巴比伦被掳的这一个点上来说的。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize this is not pointing on the point of the captivity to Babylon.
那是就是神永远的计划了里头，以色列重新给神收纳，来成为神自己在地上的见证。
It is speaking of the eternal plan of God as once again He will gather Israel together to establish them as His testimony on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件小事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a minor thing.
部分弟兄姊妹也听我提过的。
Some brothers and sisters heard me say this before.
你说犹大归回，
when you
这个问题比较轻松。
When you say the issue of the people of Judah returning, that is more easy and light.
你要把以色列也包括进去。
But now, if you include Israel as well,
这个问题就非常非常不简单了。
This is indeed not simple and easy at all.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当亚述把北边的十个支派的以色列国灭掉的时候。
If you remember when Assyria destroyed the 10 tribes of Israel, the northern kingdom.
以色列那十个支派都掳到亚述那边去。
They captured all the 10 tribes of Israel to Assyria.
然后就把另外的一些民族就迁移到以色列地来。
And then they translated other people into the land of Israel.
地的问题我们暂且不管它。
Now we won't even be mindful of the issue of the land.
我们要管的是那十个支派现在去了哪里。
Now even if we only pay attention to where those ten tribes went.
不要说现在不知道这十个支派在哪里。
Not only now we don't know where those ten tribes went.
而就是在我们的主来到地上的那个时候
，Even on the days when our Lord was on earth，
那十个支派的人上哪去都没人知道。
No one knows where those ten tribes are scattered to。
但是人可以不知道，神知道。
Even though man may not know, God knows。
但是问题就是在这里。
And that is the issue。
几千年下来
，Several thousand years，
那十个支派去了哪里
？Where did the ten tribes go？
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为现在的以色列国是十二个支派在那里的。
Brothers and sisters, do not think in Israel today it is the 12 tribes there.
而现在的以色列国主要的是犹大支派的人。
Mainly in the land of Israel today is mostly the people of Judah.
加上部分的便雅悯支派的人。
Add on a part of the tribe of Benjamin.
当然有些利未人。
Of course, there are some Levites.
然后就是零零碎碎的十个支派的。
And then just scatters of the remains of the ten tribes.
但基本上是犹大的支派。
But mainly it is the tribe of Judah.
所以我们不一般来说都不叫他们以色列人，叫他们叫犹太人。
So in general, we don't call them Israelites. We call them Jews.
用着为什么
？Brothers and sisters, why?
因为一直到现在，十个支派都不见了。
Because even until now, the ten tribes are not seen.
不晓得上哪去了。
We don't know where they went.
但是神拣选雅各的时候是十二个支派。
But when God chose Jacob, it is 12 tribes.
而我们看到将来主在复兴国度的时候，也是十二个支派都全部出现的。
We see that when the Lord establishes the kingdom, all 12 tribes appear.
你留意启示录第七章的里头。
You can take note in Revelation chapter 7.
神让约翰看见神在地上给以色列人印上印来做记号的时候，是十二个支派都齐全在那里的。
You can see as God shows John the vision when he's healed, when he marked the Israelites, all 12 tribes were present.
但是问题是现在这十个支派上哪去？
But the issue is now, where are the other 10 tribes?
所以在西方的教会里面，他们一直说世上的十个支派。
So we say now in the Western Church, it is where are the lost 10 tribes?
大家都知道有十个支派失散了。
We all know there are 10 tribes that are scattered.
他们现在在哪里？
Where are they now?
哪些人士？
Who are they?
这个问题就很复杂。
Now this is a very complex issue.
那这个是一个难处。
That's one difficulty.
第二个难处。
The other difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，我们就回到现在的以色列。
Brothers and sisters, even if we return to present day Israel.
他们在上一个世纪初的时候，他们还是漂流在全世界各地到处。
Even at the beginning of the previous century, they were scattered throughout the land, and they were oppressed by others.
但是到1948年的时候，他们复国了。
But in 1948, they revived their nation.
他们复国这个事情
，After the nation was restored,
实在是叫人震惊的。
Indeed, it is amazing.
原因在什么地方呢
？Why?
因为在整个人类的历史的里头
，Because throughout The history of man.
你没有见到有一个民族或者一个国家，它灭亡了几千年以后，能回到原来的地方重新建国。
You have never seen a people or a country who have lost its nation for thousands of years and once again able to restore that at the place where they had their nation before.
只有以色列。
Only Israel.
为什么
？Why?
是他们。
Why is it them?
古巴比伦
，What about ancient Babylon？
没有影踪可以寻找
，There's no shadow or trace。
古埃及
，What about ancient Egypt？
没有影踪可寻找
，There's no shadow or trace。
古印度
，What about ancient India？
也没有踪迹可寻找
，There's again no trace。
这些国家灭亡掉了以后，就 消息逆止了。
When these nations are destroyed, they are gone, wiped out.
但是以色列经过几千年的灭亡。
But Israel, after being destroyed for several thousand years,
他们这个民族没有给打散。
But the people was not destroyed or broken.
他们能回到原地去建国。
They're able to return to the original land to establish
the nation. 当然有很多的事情。
Of course, there are other things involved.
为什么？
Why?
我们在人文的历史的里头，你没有办法找到一个可以解释的理由。
Amongst the culture and history of man, there is no reasonable explanation.
但神的话就说明。
But the word of God speaks
very clearly. 我要招聚他们。
I will gather them.
我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回。
I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, for them to return.
我们晓得中国目前那个政权是无神的。
We know the political power in China today is atheist.
但是在他们的中间，大概前十年左右就出版了一些书关乎以色列的。
But even in their midst, a decade or two ago, it was published these books on Israel.
一个弟兄跟我提起，在中国。
A brother in China mentioned this to me.
那我就也想办法去找。
So I tried by all means to seek out this book.
结果纯爱的爸爸给我找到一本。
And then, brother Chan found me a book.
那这一本现在在我手上。
And so now I have this book.
但这个书名真是有意思。
The title of that book is very interesting.
以色列。
Israel.
一个谜一样的民族
，It's just like a nation, like a mystery.
一个谜好像就是猜谜语的那个谜。
And so there are nations that's like a mystery, a riddle.
比如说呢，一些无神的人，他们是说到他里边列举了从他们的历史一直说到现在的。
And so in this book, it speaks of the history of Israel from all the history past until present day.
他们都承认。
They acknowledge.
我们没有办法解释是这种现象和结果。
We have no way of explaining the phenomenon and the result.
因为按照人的认识逻辑和想法都不能解说他们的那个遭遇。
Even according to man's understanding, reasoning, logic, there's no explanation for what happened to them.
但是又不甘心承认有神。
But yet they're not willing to acknowledge and confess there is God.
虽然字里行间好像也不得不承认有一个神奇的力量在那里。
Even though between the lines, they cannot but acknowledge the fact there is a powerful God or miraculous power at work.
所以只好说这是一个谜一样的民族。
So they can only claim this is a nation like a riddle, like a mystery.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当你读到神的话语的时候，
When you read the word of God,
你真实的看见，
Truly you can see.
神的话语是经得起考验。
The word of God is able to go through testing.
神的话语是怎样发表就怎样的成就。
How the word of God is manifested is how it will be fulfilled.
而在这里如果他只是说我要把以色列带回来，那我们也可以没有带着疑惑。
If it only says, I will bring Israel back, we can accept it without a doubt.
因为犹太人也可以代表以色列。
Because even the Jews can represent Israel.
但是他偏偏要在这里指明以色列和犹大。
But here God specifically says,my people, Israel and Judah.
很明显就把一个人没有办法领会的事实摆在这儿。
Very evidently, it places a fact for us which is hard for us to understand.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说我要把他们带回，我应许给他们列祖之地。
God says, I will bring them back to the land I gave to their fathers.
现在弟兄姊妹看到了，这不是使着现在的 以色列复国的那这这个国家。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can take note. It is not speaking of the revival of the current day nation of Israel.
这是直指到将来我们的主回来的时候，在地上建立国度的时候的那一个光景。
This speaks of the condition when our Lord shall return and establishes the kingdom on earth.
啊，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那好了。
Now.
那话语说到这里。
The words end here.
从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
神就宣告以色列的他的前途。
God proclaims the words concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
是围绕着第三节里面所提的那一件事情来宣告以色列的前途。
Now, this surrounds the words which he proclaimed in verse 3 to speak of the future.
头一件事情说的是什么?
What is the first thing he proclaims?
雅各要遭难。
It is the trouble of Jacob.
那弟兄姊妹你注意这是他就那里说到哎呀论到以色列和犹大所说的话耶和华这样说我听见声音啊是颤抖惧怕而不平安的声音你们且访问看看男人有惨难吗我怎么看见人人用手杀腰上惨难的妇人脸面都变青了呢
Verse 5 and 6 For thus said of the Lord we have heard a voice of trembling of fear and not of peace Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth fail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness?
第七节，神就指出这个是什么一回事。
Verse 7, God points out what this is all about.
他说，哀哉，那日为大，无日可比，这是雅各遭难的时候。
At last, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
这是雅各遭难的时候。
It is the time of Jacob's trouble.
遭难的那一个结果。
What is the result of trouble?
人人都在那里叉腰。
Everyone has their hands, on their loins.
人人脸面都发青。
And their faces are turned into paleness.
而人家看起来好像那些男人就在那里要生孩子的那样痛苦。
It is a man as a woman in travail.
你说哪里见过有这样的事情
？You question where have we seen this condition before？
这些话的形容就形容到那一种痛苦是到了一个怎样的光景
？These words describe the pain and suffering to what condition it is。
然后神就说
，And then God said，
这是雅各遭难的日子。
It is the time of Jacob's trouble。
用什么留意？我刚才特别把以色列和犹大。并起来说了那么些话
Brothers
现在你就看到
Brothers and sisters take note I put together the words concerning Israel and Judah Now you can see
在同一个时间的里头
At the same time
在同一个环境的里头
In the same condition
整个的以色列都乐在那一个痛苦的里面
The entire Israel falls into that suffering
所以世界就说论到以色列和犹大
So it says concerning Israel and Judah
七节就说这是雅各遭难的日子
Verse 7 it says even the time of Jacob's trouble
这是什么
What is this?
这是指着将来启示录里头的大灾难的以色列的光景
It speaks of the condition in Revelation during the great tribulation of the condition of Israel
弟兄姊妹你留意到启示录第七章神用印印了十二个支派的人
Brothers and sisters take note in Revelation chapter 7 when he used the seal to seal the 12 tribes
乃是为着这里第七节所说的一些话
It is for the words in verse 7 here
从整个犹大来以色列来说
For the entire Israel
他们遭难
When they're in trouble
但是感谢神
But thank God
神说我要拯救他们
God says he shall save them out of it
我要拯救他们
I will save them.
他们必被救出来。
He shall be saved out of it.
必被救出来。
He will be saved out of it.
那我们读过启示录并不太久。
It's not long before we study Revelation.
你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
当大灾难来的时候。
When the great tribulation comes.
全地都在那里非常非常的受不了的时候。
The whole land when it is unbearable.
那些给神用印印了那十二个支派的人
The 12 tribes who have been marked have been sealed
他们在这个 雅各遭难的日子的里头没有受到伤害。
In the days of Jacob's trouble, they were not harmed, they were kept.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神宣告以色列的前途。
When God proclaims the future of Israel.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
一个他们要落到极大的患难里。
On the one hand, they will be under great tribulation.
比起巴比伦的被掳还要厉害。
In comparison to the captivity of Babylon, it's much greater.
但是比起70年归回神的拯救更确实。
Likewise, it is still more real though for them at that time than the return of captivity from Babylon.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
然后第三件事情你看到。
The third thing we can see.
是在这里就说到。
Here it says.
当神这样把他们救出来的时候。
When God will save them out of it this way.
主的国度在地上就出现了。
The kingdom of the Lord shall be established on earth.
弟兄姊妹你从第八节开始。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 8.
你看到仇敌的恶真的是完全给截断。
You can see the enemy's yoke has been broken.
不仅是他们不再做任何人的奴隶。
No longer will they serve anyone else.
并且他们要成为侍奉神的民族。
But they shall be a people serving God.
并且神在他们中间所兴起的那一个王大卫。
David their king whom I will raise up unto them.
显出来。
It is manifested.
并且这不是70年回国的时候所发生过的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not what happens after their return from captivity after 70 years.
是指着当我们的主到地上来建立国度的时候才出现的事。
This speaks of the matters that will appear after our Lord comes to establish the kingdom on earth.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主来。
Our Lord comes.
接上大卫的宝座。
He receives the throne of David.
整个的犹大以色列他们在神面前彻底的悔改回转。
All Israel and Judah, they completely return and repent
to God. 他们都真是伟大。
They exalt the Lord God.
他们重新给神收纳。
Once again, they're accepted by God. 成
为在国度里头的那个主要的百姓。
That they become the main people in the kingdom.
那这是在撒迦利亚书上面比较详细的说到那个时候的事情。
Now, this is more in detail in the book of Zechariah.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说我一定拯救他们。
God says, I will save them.
他们一定是给救出来。
They will be saved out of it.
然后呢？
And then,
又说到第四件事情。
He speaks the fourth thing.
什么事情？
What is that?
那就是。
That is?
神的性情。
It speaks of the nature of God.
人不能轻浮。
That man cannot neglect or be careless.
这是一个非常非常不简单的事。
This is indeed not simple at all.
上面说到那三件事。
Now it speaks of the three things previously.
雅各遭难。
The trouble of Jacob.
神必拯救。
God will save.
然后带进国度的建立。
And then it will bring into the establishment of the kingdom.
看得见的眼见的事。
That is things that are visible, that are seen.
但现在神要透过这些眼见的事情。
But now through this visible thing.
把人带到神的性情的里头。
It brings man into the nature of God.
让人认识。
So man would know the nature of God.
所以你就注意到 这里边。
So you can take note here.
神说。
God says.
我让你遭难。
I allow for you to go through the suffering.
但是我也一定拯救你。
But I will save you.
拯救了以后。
After I save you.
就建立国度。
I will establish the kingdom.
现在神就说。
Now God says.
所以你们经过这许多的事情。
Even though you go through so much.
不过艰难是很艰难。
Even though it is very suffering.
但是我不会把你们灭绝。
But I will not destroy you.
我倒要从宽的惩治你。
But I will correct you in measure.
那是十一节。
Verse 11.
但是弟兄姊妹注意幕后那两句话。
But take note of the last words.
倒要从宽的惩治你。
I will correct thee in measure.
但是呢，我不能不罚你。
But will not leave you altogether unpunished.
留意小字。
Pay attention to the footnote.
小字那个不罚你或者不以你为无罪。
to be unpunished, or in other words, not sinless.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神的性情的表达。
Brothers and sisters, this is the manifestation of the nature of God.
是, 我拣选你们。
Yes, I've chosen you.
我把我的见证托付给你们。
I've entrusted you with my testimony.
我给你们有应许。
I've given you a promise.
让你们去承受各样
So that you're able to enjoy all the blessings. But at the same time, I show you my principle. If you live in my judgment, you'll continue to enjoy the blessing of God.
不依据我的法度,
but if you do not, it's not according to my testimony. Then according to the requirement of the testimony, I will deal with you.
神这样的宣告,
this proclamation of God,
是特别突出他那公义的性情,
it is especially to point out his righteous nature. So the word says,
我不把你捏进,
I will not put an end to you. I will correct you in measure. But I will not leave you altogether unpunished. Brothers and sisters, this is a very clear reminder to the people of God, to the people of those days, and to the children of God today, so that we will take note of God's nature, so that we may live according to the nature of God before Him. At the end of verse 11,
这是耶和华说的,
saith the Lord,
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters,
神让耶利米写下来的话,
as God allows for Jeremiah to write these down,
那个根源是很清楚的,
the origin is very clear.
耶利米不是在那里说他自己的话,
Jeremiah is not speaking his own words.
他是在那里说神说的话,
he is speaking the words spoken by God.
好了,现在又回过头来, 说到以色列的那个,
Now once again we return to speak of what Israel will encounter.
从12节开始,
starting from verse 12.
以色列的遭遇,
the encounter of Israel.
包括雅各遭难的日子在里头,
it includes the days of trouble for Jacob.
也包括巴比伦被掳的这一段的时间,
it of course includes the period of time when there is captivity in Babylon.
在神的惩治的那一个时间里边都包括在这一段话的里头。
All and all the period of God's discipline is included in these words.
现在神就指出,
now God points out,
人在这些管教苦难里边的一些反应,
man's response when they're under discipline, under suffering.
神就指出一个什么事情呢?
What does God point out?
12节你看,
Verse 12, you
神说,
see, God says,
你的损伤无法医治,
thy bruise is incurable,
你的伤痕极其重大,
and thy wound is grievous.
神都承认这个事情, 那你就晓得那个程度的确是非常的不简单了。
God acknowledges this, so you know the degree is not easy at all.
但是神为什么这样说呢?
But why does God say this?
神是救主, 人病了或是受伤了，那他要寻求医治，寻求治愈了。
God is speaking on a point when someone is sick, is wounded, seeking to be healed.
神就说,
God says,
你的损伤无法医治,
thy bruise is incurable,
你的伤痕极其重大,
and thy wound is grievous.
你落到一个地步,
now you're in this condition.
虽然外面是受了很大的损伤,
even though externally you're greatly wounded,
但是却没有人给你同情,
but no one will give you any compassion.
事实上,
the fact is,
你们所经历的那种创伤也根本没有药可以医治的。
The wounds and affliction which you go through is incurable.
我们就要问了,
then we must question,
神为什么说出那样丧气的话呢?
Why does God say these words of discouragement?
难道神不能给他们医治吗?
Can God not heal them?
难道神不能叫他们的损伤得痊愈吗?
Can God not heal them of their wound?
弟兄姊妹们你注意,
brothers and sisters,
你读下去的时候你就知道,
when you read on you realize,
神是指出,
God speaks of,
你们的那个损伤,
your wound,
你们的那个病痛,
your your bruise.
那个原因不是一般的自然的原因。
The result is not in general a very natural cause.
因为你们现在所遇到的这些损伤，这些这个痛苦。
Because the suffering, the bruise, the wound that you suffer now.
那个原因是因为你们犯罪所带来的结果。
The result is because of your sin.
是罪所引来的结果。
It is the result of sin.
这个不是任何的药可以治得好的。
This is not healed by any medicine.
你没有办法在人的中间找到有可用的药的。
You cannot find any useful medicine for such a wound.
弟兄姊妹 你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
注意第十四节。
Verse 14.
第三句那里开始了。
Starting from the third line.
开头那里就说到他们在痛苦里边也没有同情。
It speaks of how they are in suffering, yet there is no compassion.
神就说了。
God says,
你晓得你们这样的难处是我造的。
For I have wounded thee.
我因你的罪孽重大，罪恶众多，曾用仇敌加的伤害你。
For I've wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins were increased.
用残忍者的惩治惩治你。
With the chastening of a cruel one.
你为什么？因为只看见自己的损伤，无法医治，就在那里愁眉苦脸呢？
Why cryest thou for thy afflictions?
神说，
God says,
这是我公义的追讨。
This is my righteous judgment.
但是这些呢，
But all of this,
我并不长久这样。
I will not prolong this.
只是一个短暂的时间是这样。
Yet it is only for a short time.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意神说这个话，他是把它说成是一个过去的事情。
So brothers and sisters, when God speaks these words, it is in past tense.
神说我曾用仇敌加给你的伤害。
For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy.
我曾将这些加在你的身上。
I have increased this upon you.
这都是说到过去的事。
It is all in the past tense.
但是在当时来说怎么可以说是过去的事呢？
But at the current situation, how can you say it is past tense?
弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这是站在雅各遭难的那一个时刻。神跟他们说的话。
This is the word spoken to them on the viewpoint of the day of Jacob's trouble.
神要拯救他们嘛。
God is to save them.
那所以接上去，你就看到一个，在人以为没有办法的时候，没有药可治的时候。
So when we continue on, you can see when man sees no way, when there's no medicine of healing.
17节。
Verse 17.
耶和华说，我必使你痊愈，医好你的伤痕。
For I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wounds, said of the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为在经过雅各遭难的这一段日子。
Because after you go through the time of Jacob's trouble.
我们从撒加利亚书上面看到以色列全家悔改。
From Zechariah, we're able to see the whole house of Israel repented.
也是罗马书11章上面所说到的以色列全家得救了。
That is also in Romans chapter 11 when it speaks of the salvation of the whole house of Israel.
但是怎么能得救呢？
How are they saved?
怎么能得医治得拯救呢？
How are they healed? How are they saved?
神说我必使你痊愈。
God says, I will restore you.
我要医好你的伤。
I will heal you of your wounds.
因为你们都认罪悔改归向神。
Because you have repented and confessed your sins and returned to God.
这样就有药可治了。
Now you have a healing medicine.
神就要叫他们得医治。
God will heal them.
得医治不仅是只是得医治。
Not only healing.
底下十八节一直到底到底。
Starting from verse 18 to the end.
比如说你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
神说
God says,
雅各被掳去的帐篷都要归回。
Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent.
整个的以色列要复兴到起初给神拣选他们蒙恩的时候的那光景。
All of Israel will be restored to the original condition when God chose them.
他们人数不减少。
The multitude will increase.
他们有尊荣不卑微。
They have glory.
他们的儿女像往日那样建立在神的面前。
And their children will be established before God.
然后神说欺负你们的我就惩罚他。
And God says, I will punish them all that oppress you.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在那一个时候。
At that time.
神的眷顾。
God's care.
神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
神的眷保护。
God's protection.
都显出来了。
It's all manifested.
那显出来到一个地步。
How is it manifested?
神就说了那么一句话。
God speaks these words.
如果我没有怜悯，没有纪念我的应许，显明我的信实。
If God did not manifest His mercy, did not remember His promise, did not manifest His faithfulness.
谁有胆量亲近我呢？
Who shall approach unto me?
哇，亲近神，那就是等挨打。
Now, if you approach God in that way, you're ready to be stricken.
但神说，这些事情都过去了。
But God says, all is past.
都不在存留在这里了。
No longer does this remain.
到了那个时候。
At that time.
你们要做我的子民。
You shall be my people.
我要做你们的神。
And I will be your God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神把以色列以后的或者说以色列的前途做了这样的一个宣告。
God has already proclaimed such an end for Israel.
所以我们就能体会到这样的一件事。
So we're able to understand this.
神让雅各遭难。
God allows for the day of Jacob's trouble.
是为了雅各能给恢复在神的手中。
In order for Jacob to be restored in the hand of God.
神的公义得了满足。
When the righteousness of God is satisfied,
神在他子民身上的恢复也就完成。
Then the revival of God upon his people.
这个不是单对以色列。
This is not only for Israel.
这个是十字架的原则。
This is the principle of the cross.
以色列全家悔改归上神。
For the entire house of Israel to be saved.
他们就全家蒙恩得救了。
Their whole house is saved.
我们的主替我们去接受罪的结局。
Our Lord has substituted us for the result of sin.
我们也就有了得救的门路。
We also have a way in to salvation.
这个十字架的原则是先去满足神。
The principle of the cross is first to please God.
而引出神的怜悯临到人。
Then it will manifest God's mercy toward man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以神末了很清楚地说。
So at the end, God clearly says,
神的烈怒一定不转消。
The whirlwind of the Lord's fury will not go away.
但是呢
,but,
到了他心中所营定的成就呢那就只是了。
Until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart.
这个就是十字架的原则。
That is the principle of the cross.
这十字架去满足神的要求。
For the way of the cross to satisfy the requirement of God.
然后
And then,
神的怜悯和丰富就恢复在人的身上。
Then the fullness and the mercy of God is once again restored unto
men. 这一段话是说到以色列的前途。
These words speak of Israel's end.
但在原则上面
But in principle,
也是说到我们的前途。
It also speaks of our end.
所以幕后的那一句话真有意思。
So at the end, it is very meaningful.
我们是在幕后的日子里头的人。
We are those in the latter days.
我们该明白这里说的是什么。
We should understand what it's speaking of.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他说, 末后的日子,
he says, in the latter days, you shall consider it. We thank God. We dare not say we have completely understood it. But we have understood a bit. We have understood some of the arrangement of God's work upon
man.
We thank the Lord.
主赐福的话,
the blessing of God's word does not end here.
继续31章,
if we continue on to verse 1, it is the same word. But we must end here tonight.
弟兄姊妹能掌握到这个, 30章里边又带来神向人说话的内容的一些 转折的地方.
But brothers and sisters, as long as you're able to grasp some of the turning points in the passage in chapter 30 in the words spoken to God from God to man,
在这些话的里头, 神让我们看见他做工的时候,
and in these words, God allowed for us to see the principle of his working hand.
实在的上我们显明神所存的 实在是赐福的意念.
Indeed, it shows us that he has thoughts of peace and blessing toward us.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.